on the phone with Matt. Hello, welcome again. Enjoy the show. I'm once again sitting in my car. I don't have my new podcast station set up yet at the house. We just bought it, and we're moving in very soon, probably this week, I'm guessing. We're slowly taking things over, but we both work at different times. She's a third shifter. I'm a not third shifter. So as soon as we get moved and settled, I will be probably doing the show from the house. So that's good news, right? If you hear any background noise, it's because I got my windows down and I'm kind of enjoying the night air currently and smoking a cigarette because I'm a dirty, filthy smoker. Yeah, I know. I'm working on it slowly, but I am working on it. Ah. The heavenly taste of menthol. Actually, it's one of those little crush deals. Not from Camel. It's an Activate deal, I should say, from Lucky Strike. Not to shout out a tobacco product. Kids, don't smoke. It's bad. Had I known, I would have never done it. But, you know, what can you do when you're 15 and peer pressure is a bitch? And, you know, when I was growing up in the 90s, when I first started smoking, yeah, it was like the cool thing to do back then. Now, you know, I guess vaping is the cool thing to do. I know a kid who just turned 15 who a year or two ago told me he wanted to get a vape and not to be addicted to nicotine. He wanted the nicotine-less juice. He just wanted to do it to do it. So, since that's like a gateway to smoking, you know, I heavily suggested he does not do that. And I, as far as I know, he's not, but he'd have to get somebody to buy it for him. And I know his mom isn't going to do it. So, and I damn sure am not going to do it. So, yeah, don't smoke, please. It's just, it's terrible. Actually, I had a doctor tell me recently that if I don't stop in the next 5 years, I'm going to die. And not, he wasn't just being like, you know, smoking will kill you. It was apparently from all the years of smoking, now 25, 26 years of smoking, my throat is closing up because that happens when you smoke. I didn't know that. This was the first, at 41 years old, this is the first I've heard of it. So yeah, your throat closes up. I guess the burning of the whatever. So I don't know. I'd never looked into it, but he said even vaping is bad. I'm assuming it's the burning of the stuff. So yeah, he said I'll either die or I'll get a tracheotomy. And fuck both of those. So I really have to quit, and I'm trying. I might just go with like those nicotine pouches. There's no smoking involved there, and it's just nicotine. There's actually no tobacco involved. It's just like a nicotine added substance, I guess. So probably go with that, at least to try to get off of smoking at first, you know, so I could become heavily addicted to something else. Everybody needs a vice, I think. Sure, why not? I got a new job. I'm currently working at a gas station, and this is my second time working in a gas station, and of course it's not my first time working in retail or with customers, and I just wanted to point out that once again that customers suck you know? And if you've worked in retail, you know. You know. Or the food industry. Oh, my God. The problem is, it's not all customers, right? It's like just 99.8% of them. I have a lot of customers, actually, that I really like and I really like to see. And I did at the last gas station I worked at, which was probably 5-6 years ago. I got to know all the regulars who came in on my shift, and I really enjoyed them. And right now, I've only been at this new one like 2 weeks, I think. And this is the third week. And I'm starting to have the regulars, like, I know who they are and I like seeing them, and most of them. And they're all pretty cool, you know. It's a nice change of pace. When I delivered pizzas, the last 3-4 times I've delivered pizza, I had regulars then too that I like seeing. So in that respect, it can be cool. But then you have, like, those that just kind of make your day as shitty as possible for no reason. The other day I had a guy come in, and we have fountain drinks. And we usually have drink carriers. We actually have bags that you can carry, like, 2 drinks in. But we have the cardboard kind that carries 4. So this guy comes in and walks up to the fountain, and he turns around to me and motions with his hand to the empty drink carrier slot. "You don't have any drink carriers?" I said, "No, my boss told me that we've been ordering them, but the trucks haven't been delivering them." And he's like, "Yeah, I really doubt that. It's pretty sad that I can go right up the street to the other location and they have drink carriers." And I said, "Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I guess we have different distributors. They're not going to send 2 different distributor trucks out to 2 locations. That's just ridiculous." I said, "Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I'm new. I don't own the company. I don't order the stuff. I don't deliver the stuff. I don't know." So he stormed out. "Oh, no, it's not your fault." And slammed the door. Okay. Yeah, well, if it's not my fault, then why are you taking your day out on me, asshole? Over a drink carrier. We had the bags. He couldn't use 2 of those. He had 2 hands. He wasn't carrying anything else. And for the record, right up the street to the other location is like 3 or 4 blocks away. Why we have 2 in the tiny town that we're in that close together, I have no idea. And they're both owned by different people. But we swap employees all the time if we can, if we need to. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just... Yeah. People, man. At the other gas station I worked at years ago, I can't really remember the craziness of the customers, except for one guy and one type of customer. This guy, he was an older man, senior citizen. I don't know how old he was, but he moved slowly. And I don't think I've ever actually helped him with anything. But I saw him come in probably 3 times a week. In the middle of the night, he would shuffle through the store right to the bathroom, and then he would leave. And I discovered one night I had gone to the bathroom and came out, started working again. And he came in, went to the bathroom and left. And I had a feeling. because it had been happening for a while, and I wasn't sure who was doing it, but I went into the bathroom after he left and discovered he was the one doing it. Every time he came in to use the bathroom, he would piss all over the bathroom. And not in the toilet at all. Unless he flushed it, which I kind of doubt. But he would piss in the garbage can, all over the walls, the floor. Yeah. And I told my boss, the store manager, that the next time I see him come in, I'm going to tell him to leave, you know? Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, I fucking can. I have to clean it up. And he's not buying anything, so what's, why? He can go somewhere else and piss all over the place. He can go out back and piss on the building. I don't care. And then we had this type. Now, we had, at that location, a whole lot of scratch-offs. A whole lot of lottery. And we had a lottery machine as well. So people didn't even have to get in line and wait because we were a very busy store. And these people would, they have an issue, really. And I know the type. I've met them. I used to work with one, actually, and I'll get to that in a second if I remember to. But they would come in and buy a whole bunch of scratch-offs, whether from me or from the machine, the vending lottery machine, and they would scratch off the barcode at the bottom and scan it to see if they won. They wouldn't even play the game. Like, wow. Get a grip, man. That's half the fun. Hell, my wife and I play them every now and then when we can, and we do it just really to scratch them off and see if we won. If we won, awesome. Otherwise, you know, I had fun scratching them off and getting that little gray stuff all over the place, all over me. These people need help. Seriously, there's a number on the back. Call it. And not only that, they would scratch them off. We had a sink that anybody could use for whatever reason, to rinse out their reusable mugs or whatever. And they would scratch them off on that counter and leave those little gray silver shavings all over the counter and the floor. Yeah, they couldn't even bother cleaning that up. Sometimes they left their tickets there. They wouldn't even throw them away. And there was a garbage can right there. This shit annoys me. These people have no fucking... ugh. So, this lady I worked with, I remembered this time. I made sure to. This was... oh, man. I think I had just turned 18, maybe. Hell, I can't remember. I do know it was my birthday, and I was a server at this, actually, I think I talked about it before. The shitty local Italian fast food place. It's not really fast food, but it kind of is. I used to deliver pizzas for them at two different locations. And then I was a server at the one. And she was also a server. And she said, for your birthday, I'm going to take you to the casino. I had never been. So she took me. And we had a good time. And I had hit a couple slot machines for not much. But it was worth getting a cup to keep all the coins that dropped out, because back then they had coins. Now that just loads all your stuff onto a card. But I won a little bit. So she walks up to me at one point I lost her somewhere. As soon as we got in, actually, she just kind of took off. And she walked up to me and stuck her hand in my cup and grabbed a handful of coins and took off. On my birthday. She took me there for my birthday. And she stole my money so she could gamble more because she lost everything. And then I saw her at the ATM twice taking out more money. Those ATMs, let me tell you, if you don't know, don't do it. Okay? Don't do it. They have the highest charge for using their ATMs than anybody else. The last time, and the only time I've used an ATM at a casino, and this was just a couple years back, it was like $9, I think. Now, $3.50, that's too much. $9? Oh, my God. I mean, you're basically going to get all of the money I withdraw already. So, what the fuck? You know? All under the guise of giving us free soft drinks the whole time we're there. Wow. Except now they don't because of the pandemic. Yeah, it was like $8.95 or something. What the fuck? Also, if you've never been to the casino and you're thinking about going, or if you like live in a place that doesn't have them, here's some healthy words of advice. Leave your wallet in the car. Stop at an ATM if you need to on the way there. And take in with you your ID. And if you need to get like a card, like a member's card to stick in. You don't need them usually at the casinos. But if you'd like to get a card, they're kind of handy for like saving. You get, depending on where you go, I guess you get points for how many times you gamble and what machines you gamble on, and usually you can use those points for, you know, free play every now and then. The casino where I used the ATM and they had the free drinks, they will give you so many free dollars to gamble with when you sign up for their card. So that's why I did it originally. And that night, I actually left with over $200 because I had hit on a machine. So, and it was a penny slot too. And then, you know, for your birthday, they'll usually give you something free. Or if they have contests, this casino has contests all the time. You can win like a car or a truck. Or so much cash, and you need one of those cards to do it. So I think you show up and you swipe your card, let them know you're there, and you're entered into the drawing. Or every time you gamble that day, you're entered. I don't know. So you have that benefit too, and that's kind of cool. But take your ID because you'll need that. Take that card unless you don't have one. Then you can sign up while you're there, and you need your ID for that. And take the money you're going to gamble with. Set a limit. $100, great. $20, great. And leave when you're out of money. And if you win, here's another helpful tip. When you win, keep it. I know it takes patience. It takes discipline, really. I'm not addicted to gambling, so it's easy for me. I've left the casino many times with money. Never a lot, but I mean, for me, it was a lot. One time it was $600 off of a video Texas Hold'em game. Yeah. So, you know, you can do that. Basically, what I do with it is these machines now, instead of giving you the coins that drop out, they will print a ticket that has how much you want on it. And then you take it to the cashier and they'll give you your money. So what I do is I'll put in like $20 at a time and I'll play it. And if in that $20 I don't win, maybe I'll go find another machine. Maybe I'll stay at that one and hope the next 20 is better. But if I hit and I win, I may go ahead and spin a few more times to see if it's going to keep hitting. And then I'll print that ticket and put it in my pocket and stick another 20 in or go to another machine. And every time I win, I print that ticket, stick it in my pocket. And then when I run out of cash, I'm done. I go up to the cashier, I cash those tickets in, and I leave. Yeah. And when you get in your car, you're going to love yourself. Fuck yeah, I went in with $100 and I'm leaving with $400. That's a good damn day right there. For what? A half an hour? An hour of sitting at the casino? Hell yeah, man. That's how you do it. That's how I've always done it. And it's always been good to me. Except on those days when I don't hit. And now, that casino, there's only one game I like to play there. And they got rid of it. So I'm not going back. Sorry, but that first time I went and signed up for the card and got the free play, I played a couple of different machines and I found this one and played it, penny slot, and it was just amazing. It kept hitting and hitting and hitting, and that's another thing. If you're listening to this and you do play slots, penny slots in particular, maybe you can help me out with this. I cannot remember the name of the game. And they couldn't help me with it either. I've searched online. I even did that Google help where you ask a question and let the community answer. And nobody still, it's been months, nobody's answered this. When you play the game, you could do a max bet. And I can't remember how much that was. It might have been 40 cents. Your main thing will spin. And if you get any kind of like, I can't remember if it was like a bonus game, if you hit that, or if you hit so many lines, the bonus game would start. And the bonus game was a screen, a round, flat screen above the machine you play the regular game on. And a wheel would come up on it and it would spin. And you, when you got the bonus game, you would get so many free spins of the bonus game. And whatever you won on that added to your total winnings. So the first time I got the bonus game, I had like so many free spins. It was like 30 or 40 free spins. And it just kept spinning and spinning. And you just sit there and watch it. It spins for you. And I kept hitting and hitting and hitting and hitting and hitting. And like I said, I left with over $200 that time. On a penny slot, you know. And I started with whatever they gave me, free spins. It was like $10 or something. And I think I took 40 with me. It wasn't much. You can do that, you know. And I waited a while and went back. They had moved the machine, but I found it. And I had taken my wife that time and sat down there. She went and played another game. And it happened again. That bonus game. And that time I won like $400 on $20. I stuck my first 20 in and immediately started getting that bonus game. Hitting, hitting, hitting. The third time I went back, a few months later, I didn't find that particular game. They had moved them again. There was probably five or six of them at the time. And I found another of that game, but they all had like a theme. So it was a different theme, and I didn't do as well on that one. So maybe it was just that particular machine. I should have taken a picture of it, honestly. But I didn't. I should have wrote it down, the name of it, but I didn't. And now they don't have it, and I can't find it online to find out if any other casino has it. So it was called, and I'm almost 100% sure of this, Wheel to Riches. I'm pretty sure that's what it was called. And unfortunately, when you try to search for it, it brings up Wheel of Fortune slot machines, which are very popular. So, yeah, I don't know. If anybody can help me with that, I would greatly appreciate it. And once again, in order to get a hold of me, if you want to do that, you can either email me. This is probably a bad idea. It is onthephonewithmatt@gmail.com. That's easy enough, right? So any of you, if you'd like to email me anything, tell me how much I suck, how much you hate my show, whatever. I love it all. onthephonewithmatt@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can also send me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/onthephonepodcast. And that will be on the page. There's a little button that says something like contact me or whatever. And you can record a voicemail and it'll come to me and I can listen to you complain about me. If that's the case. Yeah. Excuse me. There was somebody else I had an issue with. That lady who took me gambling, the waitress. Yeah. When we left the casino, and I'm pretty sure that each time she stopped at the ATM, she pulled out like $100. And I'm not sure what she went with to start or how much she stole from me out of my cup. But when we left, she stopped at a gas station and went in and bought a scratch off. And that's when I told her, I said, you need to call that phone number and get help. Because daily, and she was, I don't want to say older. She was older than me, maybe in her 40s. I don't know. She was a mom, single mom. She had just moved to a new apartment and she worked as a waitress at this Italian place. And I'm sure she did good, but she typically only worked the lunch shift, which was not busy ever. And she always complained about not having money. Of course, now I know why. Because she couldn't have been bringing in much. Hell, I was a really good server back then. And I wasn't making that much. And I worked dinner shifts. So, I don't know. I wish I had the luck of my aunt and uncle. Oh, man. When they go to the casino, they hit thousands of dollars. They just have that lucky vibe. That day that I went and won $600, I went with my dad. And I actually split the winnings with him because he gave me $50 to gamble with. And he sat at the machine next to me and didn't hit anything. And he was pissed that I kept hitting. But then I gave him, you know, half of my winnings because it was his money. But I really think that it was the luck of my aunt and uncle being there. We met them there. And they went off to gamble on their own. They had their own favorite machines they did. They didn't even, you know, gamble together. And they wound up leaving that day with like $3,000 between the two of them. And that was a so-so day for them. From what I understand, they used to regularly leave after like signing paperwork or whatever for taxes because they always won like thousands of dollars. Must be nice. Of course, they needed it, though. They had a really long string of bad luck. And I really mean bad luck. Like, things that happened that they didn't cause. like car wrecks that weren't their fault and health problems that weren't their fault. Like my aunt, the poor thing, she was born disabled. She has quite a few physical ailments that really have been a problem her whole life. And I remember my dad telling me that when she was born, she was told, or her mom was told by the doctor, that she wouldn't live too long. And now she's probably, I think she's in her late 60s maybe right now, or mid to late 60s. I'm not sure how much younger she is from my dad. He's 72. But she's still around and kicking. And she's still, you know, she's one of the greatest people I know. And my uncle, her husband. Just awesome people. I love them to death. They've always been like my favorite aunt and uncle. And I have a lot. So if any of them are listening, sorry. No offense. No hard feelings. I love all of you. But yeah, they're great. And I spent a lot of time with their son, my cousin, growing up. So he's basically my age. And that's one of the reasons why, I guess. So anyway, back to the shitty customers. You know, this guy just recently at my new job, and I'm only working there, by the way, until I become independently rich and famous from this podcast. So I'm probably going to retire there in 30 years. I'll probably still be kicking on this podcast. And anyway, my Depends broke and leaked all over the place. Again. This guy came in, and I gotta tell you, where I'm at now at this gas station, the town it's in is a college town. As a matter of fact, it's in Oxford, where I mentioned before that my books are for sale at a store there, Wildberry. And you may have bought their incense before if you're an incense person. Their incense is sold all over the world in different stores. They make it there in Oxford at their factory, and they have a store there, which is a newer store, and it's pretty fucking awesome too, honestly. But the best store, I think, is the original store in Uptown, and that's the one that has my books. And they're both head shops with really cool stuff and, of course, all of their incense. But this is not a paid advertisement, by the way. I just fucking love the store. But I'm right down the street from there. And the area, now, that town, Oxford, it's a city and a township outside of the city. It's mostly, how do I put this nicely? It's mostly yuppies, honestly. It's very expensive to live, I've got the irps. It's like a burp, but not quite a burp. You know, it's an herb. It's very expensive to live there. And the locals, while everybody I've met has really kind of been nice, the outskirts of Oxford is all country, all around. And what comes with the country, like I bitched about before, is a bunch of racists, a bunch of just assholes, bigots in general. Trump-loving, Trump-supporting, Trump-fucking cult-worshipper assholes. And they're all shitty. honestly, I have yet to meet one out there who's cool. My aunt and uncle I just talked about, they love Trump, and they're cool. I have a buddy who I met working at the last pizza place I worked at. He's a Trump supporter, and he's cool as hell. He's a really good person. So are my aunt and uncle, you know? But they're not all that way. And you know, the same with the flip side. Democrats are the same way, I'm sure. I mean, they're shitty people in all walks of life, right? I wouldn't know. I'm neither. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm a... I guess I'm an independent, but I'm... as they say, a middle of the road. But I lean more towards liberal because conservatives, I think, are really holding up progression. And because they want to live like it's 1930 still. And it's not. And I think the world would be a better place if we could progress and not regress. But anyway, these are the shitty Trump supporters. I mean, there's this one farmhouse that has this gigantic fuck Biden sign on the side of the house, you know, and like, I think I brought that up before, and it's just terrible. So this guy comes in the other day, and I'm not entirely sure what started the conversation. And I'm not sure why he jumped to what he jumped to, but he said, and I quote, "On that January 6th thing, I wish they would have shot and killed all the Democrats and the BLM. And I just, I was speechless. Like, could you be any more of a fuck? A worthless fuck? This earth is overpopulated by a lot. There is no room for those kind of people at all. None. There's no room for them. Black Lives Matter shouldn't exist. Because black lives don't matter to you? Well, obviously, he wants all Democrats shot and killed. They're fucking people. They are human beings. Why? What the... And it's all over politics. And I do understand that probably a vast majority of the black population in America are Democrats. I'm just assuming there. I don't have numbers. So maybe that's what he was alluding to. But, you know, all Democrats. There's a whole lot of white Democrats. It was a political thing for him. And you political fucks need to calm down. Politics aren't everything. Religion isn't everything. Now, I do agree that everybody should be into politics because politics affect all of us. You know, there are people who don't vote because they're just not political. You really should. I mean... I really do believe that our votes, at least on a presidential level, don't matter. I truly believe that, but I still do it. Because if I'm wrong, I want to be accounted for. Win or lose. And, you know, if there's a Republican candidate that speaks for me, I'll vote for them. If there's a Democratic, I'll vote for them. But if there's a shitty Democratic candidate, I will not give them my vote. I am not that kind of person. and nobody should be. If you align yourself with a political party, what the fuck are you thinking? What are you doing with your life? So these are the people I deal with, mostly. Now, like I said, there are the cool ones, many cool ones. And I'm really appreciative of all of them. But let me get on with this. So our pumps, our gas pumps, they are like the old school kind where each grade of gas has its own pump. It's not one pump that does all of them. And you pick up the pump that you need. Usually it's unleaded, right? And then you have to lift the lever that the pump was sitting on, the handle was sitting on, to get the gas to start. And we're in a college town. There are a lot of college kids who stop by the gas station and they don't know how to operate these pumps. They can, of course, figure out which pump to grab when they need unleaded, but they don't know to lift the lever. Never mind that there's a diagram on each pump telling you what to do. Yeah, these are our future. Your next brain surgeon could be one of these kids who can't read a diagram and get gas. I can't tell you, today alone, I saw probably 7 come through in, how long did I work? 6 hours? At least 7 stopped through and couldn't figure it out, so they just left. They didn't come in to ask. Of course, there were a few others who couldn't figure it out and actually did come in to ask. So 7 was just the amount that got fed up and left and went somewhere else. Yeah, and it happens literally every day. Every shift, every day. It's unbelievable. What the fuck? Oh my God. I can't do it, man. How stupid. And not only that, but what's the deal with our gas station and both of our locations have those pumps? And why? Every other gas station on Earth has switched to the new style. At some point in the last 100 years, but not us. No, no, there's no way. Not only that, but we also allow customers to pump before they pay in this day and age. Yeah, and that bit me in the ass the other day. A kid came and he tried to do his card at the pump and it declined, which I didn't know until after the fact because I'm still new there and I'm getting used to how things work. But I saw he was trying to get gas, so I set him up for the pump before you pay and I let him know the pump was ready. And when he got done, he got in his car and left. He filled it up, $41.26. He drove off. Yeah. So I called the police. You know, I don't know if they ever found him. We wrote it off. It wasn't a big deal to my boss. He didn't care. It doesn't come out of his pocket. It doesn't come out of mine either, so I really don't care. You know, I mean, these oil companies are fine. They don't need his $41. It's unbelievable. That's how just ignorant. I mean, this other girl came in and she was young and she didn't know how to swipe her card. Our chip reader is broke. Like everybody else's. And she didn't know how to swipe her card. She tried like every angle except the right one. And I had to help her with that. Yeah, they exist, people. Is it your kid? Is it you? Oh, my goodness. This future of ours is not looking good. And not only that, this other girl, she said something about credit card machines being goofy. And I said, yeah, well, just be thankful it's not one of those little slide machines. She said, what? What are you talking about? So I had to describe to her about credit card machines back in the day. You know, they put that paper on there, the carbon paper, three copies, white, yellow, and pink. And they put the card on there and they slid the thing. And it made an imprint of the card on the paper. Customer signs it, gets a copy of it for their records. The store gets a copy. Two copies. One, I guess, goes to the bank or whatever. The other they keep for their records. And I said, you know, these companies wouldn't even know if your card had money on it until later when they submitted it to the bank. Things are better now as far as that goes. If, you know, the chip reader works. Yeah, she had no clue about those. And I understand that. That's totally a generational thing. But still, you know, I mean, I know of things that were before I was born. Maybe the kids today should too. And some do, I'm sure. You know, I see kids walking around all the time with Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin shirts, and I get it. They get it to a degree. But at the same time, when I was growing up, there was no internet. You know, I learned a lot of things in the 80s that were from previous generations because that's what we had. And previous generations did the same with their previous generations. But nowadays, it's all about the now and future. So our past is kind of, you know, some of us remember it. Us older folks remember it. The kids, eh. If they can't learn it in a history book or online, on Facebook or TikTok, they don't know about it. Maybe I'll start a TikTok and just, okay, kids, so this is an old credit card reader. This is how you pump gas at one of these gas pumps. Make sure you click like and subscribe. Oh, I fucking hate that. On YouTube, every fucking video. Make sure you like it and subscribe. I know how YouTube works. I think everybody does at this point. If you tell me to like and subscribe it, even on posts on Facebook, they do that shit. I'm not going to. Sorry. Nope. Oh, well. Yeah, I could go on and on and on, but I think I've gone on and on and on long enough. Customers suck. They're shitty. They can be, I should say. Like all those people who go into a public bathroom and then wipe their shit all over the walls and the toilet and floor. What's that about? I mean, honestly, I don't know. It happens a lot, too, by the way. So, I guess that's it. I'm going to get off of here and do nothing for the rest of the night. I hope you have a good week. I'll see you on Friday. See ya.